Trannies to the left of me, sheeple to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Oh, hey, you like my singing voice? Excuse me. Oh, what a fucking shit show. Every day lately is a shit show. It's a shit show at work, it's a shit show in the world, it's just a shit show. Yes, I'm doing okay. Everything's good. It's spring in my neck of the woods. Had a little catastrophic failure on my garden. I got a little, overzealous. I wanted to put up a sunshade on it, so I did. And then got some really high fucking winds and knocked down my garden fence, so I'll have to repair that. Not a big deal. Not doing it this weekend. I am just going out for a weekend of fun. Gonna hang out a little bit with Widow. Fuck, these last couple of days I have cleaned up at Pull Tabs. Was up at the watering hole. Played a little bit. I got down to my last 60 bucks that was in my pocket. I came up there with like 210. And, you know, sometimes you're like, ah, fuck it. So I had a little bit more than 60, enough for another beer and a little fuck around money. But I'm like, all right, fuck it. I had a replay of $20 and I got 60 more into this box. It was getting down. I fucking hit $200-$300 instant wins, a window box that was a $210 window, and another 20, and a 4 on that. So I went from pretty much the last 60 bucks that I was going to play to 800 bucks after I gave a tip. I'm like, well, that's fucking awesome. So probably going to go to the casino for a little bit just to hang out. You know, your buddy does not have a TV. I've said that before. I do my best. You know, one of the reasons why you haven't been hearing from me is because I'm embroiled in a daily shit show. In the morning, I feel pretty good, and then the shit show begins. And then by the end of the day, all I want to do is go have a beer and look at a person next to me and go, don't fucking talk to me until I get 3/4 of my beer drank. And then I get happy again. Now, is Tao Giao a drunk? You know, the first step to admitting that you have a problem is admitting that you have a problem. No, I'm not a drunkard. I do like to have some drinks now and then, pretty much every day. That's helping me get through the fucking insanity in the world, the intranity. Also, my mechanic buddy, he comes in the other day and he is just in a foul mood. I'm sitting next to my army buddy and my marine buddy, and let's see, I got Army to the left of me, Marine to the right, and then just around the corner, Mechanic sits down. He's just in a fucking grumpy mood, and I go, what, did you wake up on the wrong side of the tranny this morning? And the bartender looks at me, he goes, what did you say? I said, tranny, transmission, he's a mechanic. He's like, oh shit, I get it. Oh, you know, if you can't fucking razz your friends, man, if you can't just joke around, we've had some really fucking, just some good joking around lately. Why'd you wake up on the wrong side of the tranny? Nailed it. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. There's a lot of good characters over there. Some of them are Vaxtards, you just kind of avoid them. And some of them are the ones that I told you before, they just won't shut the fuck up. And I don't take it anymore, man. I just say, you know, you need to be quiet. You need to be quiet for a little bit. You talk too much. I'm here to drink my beer. When I get down on my beer, I'm happy to talk, but I got to decompress. All right. But most of the time, those fucks just talk about themselves. Well, you know, isn't that what you're doing right now? Yeah, but you can fucking turn it off. You don't got to listen to me. You don't got to do shit. I'm just saying. Well, let's see. What else? Oh, last Saturday, another train derailment in Maine by a place called Moose Lake or something. Moose Lake? Yeah, I think that was it. And, you know, the fucking world's melting down around us. I sit here and I just say to myself, you know, stay centered, maintain a good faith, trust in God that things are going to be okay. Stay out of the path of danger. You know, well, you know, you and I can, we can sit here and have a conversation about my level of faith and stuff, and you can rip on me because, well, you know, it's not very Christian of you to be posting semi-naked pictures of women on your shit there. Yeah? Sue me. Whatever. I don't care. You know what's funny is, so I'll peruse around BitChute a little bit, and there's these TikTok moments, right? And it's got a pretty hot girl on there. And they're just dancing or lip syncing for like 15 seconds. And I've watched a few. I'm like, oh, she's kind of cute. And then I go, why are you doing that? There's no fucking talent there. These are the fucking whores of society, man. I was having a conversation with my mechanic buddy. And we were talking about one of the bartenders up there. Fucking nice body, cute, younger. And but we both look at her and we go, like just a little bit more meat on the bones, you know? I don't like fat women. I like women with curves. Women with tits and nice asses. Not this fucking stick figure tranny bullshit that everybody wants you to be attracted to. Hey, I was having another conversation with a guy over there. He was telling me about this show, Archer. I've seen a few episodes, and I always tease him. He's got a long-term girlfriend, and she's not up there all the time. And I just joked around. I said, well, you got her locked in the fucking trunk? Is that what I heard when I was walking in? Hurt me, hurt me. Just fucking laughs. And he was telling me about Archer, and he goes, man, that show's so funny. He goes, Archer, one episode he was in, like, wherever the fuck, the Philippines or whatever, and he's having a little tryst, and he's got two chicks that he's with, and he goes, and he's on the phone apparently with his mom, and she's like, are you with them lady boys again? And he goes, hey, ladies, I'll give each of you $10,000 if you turn around and don't have a penis. Ah, shit, that's pretty fucking funny in my opinion. So that one's come up several times in joking around. Give you $10,000 if you turn around and don't have a penis. Oh, fuck. You know, again, humor. Humor is the most important thing right now. And, you know, I sit here and today I was like looking around again. I'm like, I want to get the fuck out of where I'm at. Okay. I'm not inner city, but I'm kind of outer city. I'm in a suburb, but man, I'm like, how far is far enough a fucking way? You know, my deal is that I like some of the perks of living where I live. Don't have to go that far for things, but you still have to travel a little bit. Not too far, but a little bit. But I tell you, just to have it so that my neighbors aren't like 30, 40 feet away. I'd rather have them like an acre away. I'm sure that where I live, eventually the fucking nasties are going to come in and overrun it. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, well, and actually praying, dear Lord, give me a shine. Let me get the fuck out of here. Now, Mom's still in assisted living. This spring, besides trying to get out and go camping and fishing, I got to get my goat out, drive that around a little bit, want to ride my motorcycles. It's still a little cool where I'm at. But I got to start prepping to reduce and go minimal again. Now, I have more shit now since my dad passed away and my mom was living with me for a while. So I have more shit now to get rid of because she's never going to use it again. And it's going to be an ordeal to fucking move. Let's just say this. Well, why do you got to move? Because I want to move. But we'll see what happens. I might be here another year. I might be here when the zombie apocalypse pops. Might be the tranny apocalypse is already upon us, for God's sakes. Love the fact that Anheuser-Busch lost about $6 billion. And in upper management goes, we had no knowledge of this. Go fuck yourself anyways. Then right away they come out with the Clydesdale horses again. Hey, we're still the old Budweiser that we used to be. We believe in the American. Fuck you. Too late. You went woke. You're going broke. Everything's in flux. Everything's changing. They're trying to poison us with everything. Poison us with the food. Spraying on us. You know, you pay attention to this shit and you go, okay, well, at least I haven't taken the mark of the beast. I haven't been vaccinated. But yet, they're finding other ways. They're working on plants to inoculate you, so to speak. So, any kind of fucking food that you buy, you better be suspect of it. Shit, I'm suspect of any kind of bottled water I drink. Okay, where did it actually come from? Did it come from the fucking river, the Ohio River that's been contaminated? You know, beef. Oh, yeah, we're finding they're going to start injecting cows and shit with the COVID vaccine. Well, they are, if they're saying it, they've already been doing it for quite a while. I at least source my food from my meat anyways, largely from local butcher shops that get the meat locally. And I can't wait until I get my first fucking tomatoes and vegetables out of my garden.
Well, I thought you said you were moving this year, maybe.
Yeah, but I'm still planting a fucking garden. I don't care if I'm moving. I'm still planting a garden because it brings me sanity. Oh, shit. You know what else I did? I whipped together a smoker. So your buddy's been busy. It's not like he just disappears and he's off doing trannies or something like that, transmissions with his mechanic buddy. No, fuck. Made some wild rice brats. Had gotten a gift of wild rice a while ago. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I'm like, well, fuck, you know. Widow gave me a meat grinder for my birthday a while back, and I said, you know, we should whip up some brats. So, whipped up a couple dozen brats, whipped up some brat patties, and they were fucking delicious. The brat patties, I had a couple of them. But, so I built a smoker, and out of wood, nice. What is it, 30 inches by 30 inches by 48 inches tall. I built the fucking grate out of chicken wire and some wood lats going across it so that holds it. I got a small little mobile barbecue deal that I put under it. I got a couple wood chip smoker boxes, so I did some apple wood. And those turned out good. Just a little on the dry side, so I'll have to increase the amount of fat that goes into them the next time I make them. What else? Yeah, fuck. Just keeping busy. Trying to not pay attention to the fucking retards. We've let the mentally ill take over our institutions. They are fucking mentally ill. They're psychopaths. And it's... you have to just withdraw as much as possible. Just withdraw and stay out of the path of danger. It's coming. Eventually, they keep pushing the red line every day, every minute, every second. Okay, if we got away with that, we can get away with this. You know, pretty soon it's going to be 100% tax rate. They're going to want to take everything you got. People just won't fucking wake up en masse quick enough to say enough of this shit. I mean, they did their best to shut us down with the January 6th shit, but it's all coming out. It's all coming out. Fauci lied. I've never been on Twitter. I wouldn't even know how to tweet. Oh, well, it says right here that you fucking took over the Twitter account. Right on the White House's website. You took it over for the pandemic. And you've never been tweeting? What about that paper that you actually authored but didn't put your name to it? And then you said, a bunch of scientists agree with me and virologists that, it wasn't gain of function. Really now? Well, what do you do? Oh, fucking A. Yes, I'm walking around my house as I'm talking to you. It's kind of shitty, rainy, on off where I'm at, whatever. And it's a little fucking cool out. I'm going to be popping in the shower shortly. Got me a neck beard going, so I got to shave that shit off. But again, most of the time, Monday through Friday, it's fucking sitting in my fucking chair starting at about 6 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock, I'm like, fuck you, I'm out of here. I try to get up and stretch out. But, There's another reason that I haven't been on here too much. I got diagnosed with a disease. And I've been fighting it. Trust me, I've been fighting it. But, I don't know. They say with all the beer drinking that I've been doing, that I'm suffering from Dunlap disease. My belly Dunlapped over my belt a little bit. And, There is hope. It's not a cure, it's a treatment. It's called get your fucking ass up and move around a little bit more. So that's what I'm doing. Whenever I get a chance to take a break, I get my ass up, I walk around, I do some fucking push-ups, I hop on the exercise bike, and I do some weightlifting. Because I don't want to be one of these stupid fucking fat Americans. You know, I got a little bit of a pudge going again, but man, I tell you, it's been a fucking hard winter this year, at least where I've been at. And the new job, I really liked my new position. Now, it's just a fucking shit show every fucking day. Every day, there's a new shiny object that they want you to jump on and take care of. But it's yesterday's was super critical priority. The day before was super critical priority. The day before that, super critical priority. It's like, which fucking critical priority do you want me to work on? Well, they're all critical. Well, you only get 8 hours a day from me. Fuck off. And I work hard for my money. And, you know, like I had talked about before, you only have to soar a little bit higher than the people around you. And for me, that is not fucking hard to do. I came into this new position. It's going to be what you make of it, you know. It's kind of a cross between a management and still with the abilities that you have to get stuff done, you know. Need you to help train people in and do shit like that. Like, yeah, all right, fucking A. Came in and I excelled because I always excel. And then there are other people that have positions like mine too. And they are way below me. So, again, it's that fucking come down from 50,000 feet to 30,000 feet. A slow descent to just hovering above them. As they're swinging from tree to tree, I'll just fucking soar just a little bit above the trees. Do that fucking George of the Jungle swing and smack into a tree. That's the majority of my fucking coworkers. They are fucking retarded. Yes, and I get on a meeting every day. I got a buddy that I work with. We're kind of a team. And he's kind of a little bit of a fucking slacker too. But I tell you, it's like being in a bar by the seashore. You should hear the shit that comes out of our mouths. We're like fucking sailors. Now I gotta go fix that fucking retard's deal. It's like, because he won't fucking think before he opens his mouth. And then that gets us in trouble. And that puts more work on me and more work on my buddy. Because now we got to smooth shit over. It's like, well, that's not exactly what it is. I think I was misspoken, you know. You got to be a little diligent about shit and how you communicate with people. Fucking A. Yeah. Well, my world is going good. Oh, one last thing before I fucking get out of here, because running a little long here and I got shit to do today. I've been having a lot of dreams, just a lot of dreams lately. And it's very interesting. These dreams are about people in my past, people that have passed away, people in my past. And it's not like a it's not, oh, I wish they were still in my past. That's not what it is. It's weird. I've dreamt about my dad a few times. I've dreamt about a sibling that has passed away. Just people like that. Grandparents. I don't know what that's telling me, you know. It's telling me that everything's going to be okay because they're not bad dreams. They're not dreams of impending doom. It's just kind of strange. Maybe it's me longing for that simpler time where things were more innocent. Because as the darkness rises, just got to keep beating it back with the light. And that is why I tell you, gentlemen, you got a TV, get that fucking thing out of your house, man. Get it out of your house. Go out into your yard. Plant some garden. Make a garden. Fucking rub two sticks together and start a fire. Do fucking something. Get up. Move around. Talk to people. You'll quickly find out which ones are retarded and the ones that you don't want to talk to. You might find some interesting people out there and learn some shit. Yeah, I'm doing a little bit of work on the goat this year. I'm actually putting new springs in the back. If you saw the goat, it's kind of got it's level with the ground. It's horizontal. And I want to put a little bit of a lift on the back of it, maybe like 2 inches. Give it that meaner profile. My mechanic buddy goes, well, that'd be cool. Yeah, I think that'd look good. But what are you, like 13? I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you. I want it to look nice. It's my fucking car, and I want it. And I'm going to put a fucking clear coat on it this year. I'm going to keep it patina. I'm going to clear coat it. He's got a buddy that'll do a really good job for a very reasonable price. And I'm just going to fucking do a couple of car shows, do some cruising. You know, we'll see what the hell happens. Again, got to stick around sane people because we are the majority. That's why you got to get rid of your fucking TV. You ever think to yourself, where does this fucking shit come from that they're pushing it out? And I've seen one. Fucking Buttigieg, whatever the fuck his name is. Some fucking retarded old hag with black hair but with blue stripes in it.
Yeah, I'm very happy that we've decided to put $10 billion into this to have equity in the transportation department by having female crash dummies now.
What? What? Unbelievable. I think it was Alexander Hamilton, if I remember correctly, that said, or it might have been Franklin, whichever one, that when the people understand that they can write their own checks with the government money, it's over. Well, guess what? It's over. It's been over a long time ago. What is coming is going to suck for quite a while. So be prepared with skills, learn skills. Should I do woodworking? I do a lot of different things. People were so amazed that I built a fucking smoker, because I showed a few pictures. You built that? Oh my God, it looks so nice. Yeah, I built it. Fuck, wasn't that hard. I just fucking went, if I strap this piece of wood to that piece of wood, and I put some hinges on it, and I make a little door down here, and I put a rack on it, and then you know what I'll do with the Japanese do, how they treat their wood? I'll just take my weed burner and just burn it black. They're like, that is so fucking cool. Yeah, it is. Hey, fuck me, it took me 3 hours to put it together. Sounds like a lot of time. No, that's from pretty much start to finish. By the way, I used wood I had from the construction of my campers. But anyways, with that said, you gentlemen have a great day. I wish you the best. Remember, there is an art to going your own way. I haven't been on much. I keep poking around. When I got something to say, I'll say it. But
you didn't fucking say anything, Telgo.
It's just fucking telling you what's going on in life. That's all. Enjoy or don't enjoy. I mean, so, line of MGTOW, man. Guy's got good content. A lot of people out there. A lot of people just need to get shit off their chest and talk about it. But for as far as a guy trying to go out and educate the black community, listen to his content, because he's got I love it, these fucking ditch pigs, well, he doesn't use the word fucking, you can tell the guy's a Christian, these ditch pig whores, these Section 8 trannies, whatever the fuck he talks about, it's great. Anyways, gentlemen, there is an art to going your own way. Peace.
machine.